Position number 20184, row 3.
It was like a big shed, and there was different, like the lads that were apprentices, they had their own little jobs, and you know, different parts of this sort of big workshop affair. And you went there, and whoever it was that was teaching you, well, you just went every morning, you know, and you did what he told you to do. And then I think it took about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And if by the end of the 6 weeks you had to be able to do a basic thing, you know, like you have the basic knowledge to do these things. And then they sent you out with one of the men, and the shipwright. I think that's what they call
shipwrights. Yeah, carpenters.
And you worked with him, and if he wasn't happy with you, well, he wouldn't complain to you. He'd just say to the foreman, "Oh, she's no good. I want somebody else." So, but right. I was fortunate that I was more or less with the same bloke all the time. No, I didn't have any problems there.
Well, I think, see, I think it's very interesting, because when you were saying that if you had degrees and training and all that, you might have thought about it different. And I mean, the kind of training you got is very unusual for women at that time, you see.
Well, when we were actually doing it, it didn't seem unusual. It just didn't seem unusual at the time. It was something that I wanted to do, and I did it, and I liked my job, and and I think this makes it a big difference. Yeah. If you like your job, it's not a hardship to you.
No. What can I just ask? I mean, you lived in Jarrow, didn't you? So you were brought up in what was, well, I mean, I know it wasn't then, but it was basically a shipbuilding town.
Yeah.
Right. Did your family, your father, did he work in shipbuilding?
Well, he worked at Palmer's. Worked at Palmer's, and he worked in Hawthorne Leslie's. But he wasn't in the shipbuilding part of it. It was more repairs.
Repair
site. Yeah. He was doing that. And then, of course, he was called up. And he was, you know, about a year after the war started, he was called up. So he went. And before the war, there was no job, you know, it was just, you was lucky to get a job. The sort of, what do you call it? Now and again.
Casual.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the word there. Casual. And then the war started, and there was more work came in. But after a 12-month, he was called up for service in the army. And then I had a brother 2 years younger than me. And he went to work in Palmer's, but he was always running away from home trying to join the army. And he didn't finish. he told him he was 18 and he was only 17 when he got in the army.
Sounds just like me, Dad. I mean, in that sense, you must have, like, because you've got connections with shipbuilding, because your family were in it before you started, and you must have some quite early memories. Do you remember anything about shipbuilding before the war, before you started?
Not really, no. Because, as I say, my dad was just casual, and there was a lot of unemployment then.
Yeah.
It's just, he either worked at Palmer's, Jarrow Palmer's, or he went to Hawthorne Leslie's. Uh-huh. And he used to work when he was at and it was Hawthorne Nurseries he was at, and he used to work in the galvanising department. Among acid and stuff like that,
What was his trade?
Oh, he was only a labourer. You see, I haven't got that strong links with the shipyards. There's only my dad, really.
What about your mother's family?
Well, my mum, my granddad, he worked in a place that's not there now. They used to call it the Blue Peter Works. Maybe your parents may remember. It used to be there's a road, Western Road, used to come more or less along the riverside. Of course, it's all built up now, and there's a pub there. Trying to think what they call it. It's a straight road.
It used to
be right along that road.
By the steelworks.
Before you came to Heban Palmer's.
Oh, I know it, yes.
I don't think Heban Palmer's is there now, is
it? Yes, it is.
Oh, it's still there. Well, there was a works. All I can remember was it was the Blue Peter Works.
Right. It's on the Black Road, it must be.
Not one Black Road. It was further down on the river. My granddad used to be in the time office. Because I can remember going in. My granddad was a pretty big fella, 6 foot odd and wide, were it? I used to go in and see him, and he used to just sit on his desk, and talk to him. But that's just a very dim. I'm coming back. I would only be about 6 or 7 now.
What do you think about shipbuilding now? In the present day?
To me, it seems a lot more advanced to what it was when I was in. I haven't been in the shipyard since. It's just what I've read. Since I left after the war, I've never had anything to do with shipyards.
But the shipyards are in decline now, you see.
I think, in my opinion, I think the men worked harder then than they do now.
I don't know. I was looking at one interview I've got of a woman who worked on swans. I think it was actually. It was one of the yards. Just what was interesting is all the men seem to be standing around all the time doing that, but the ship just appears. That was Hawthorne Leslie's house.
Well, I was at Swans, when it's the first lady key, to me it was marvellous. You see the key lead, and then a plate would go on, and it would build up the length of the ship, and then the sides would come up.
The shell.
What do they call it?
The shell.
Like the shell of the ship. Right. And then the bulkheads would go in. And then before you knew where you were climbing up long ladder, the gangways, to the top. And then you had all the little cabins. And then you would come. Well, first, before you got the cabins, you were down in the holds, building the holds up, the engine room, and them kind of places. And then as each deck was completed, there was like another row of cabins and things, and like the armory where they used to keep the shells. Because I used to... Well, I was always writing on the wall, this one's for Jerry, you know. You know?
Yeah.
Chalking on the wall. I was a vandal. No, we used to... It's sort of chalk messages on our own way.
Right. This one's for Jerry. But, what about... How did you get on with the other women that you work with? I mean...
Well, the ones of my own age, we got on smashing. You know, sometimes we would all go out together, and then other times we wouldn't. We'd meet, see more of each other at work, you know. But, don't ask somebody. The older ones, well... They didn't bother with her. The ones that was, you know, maybe in their 30s, 40s, they never bothered with her. We're sort of in our own group, you know.
Oh, I see.
I remember once, we had ideas, you know, like young ones do, and we had said, right, I wonder what it's going to be like after the war. And we made a date with each other. There was three of us. And we were going to meet on somewhere, the Statue of Liberty in New York. I mean, it's ridiculous now, you know, but at the time, we were full of it. You know, that we would, one day after the war, when we were older, we'd all make a date and we would meet on the steps of the Statue of Liberty or something in New York. And it was a daft idea, but it wasn't at the time. We were serious about it.
Yes.
And
what kind of things did you think it was going to be like after the war? I mean, did you have any ideas?
Well, I think it was so bad during the war that we didn't really have any idea what was coming, you know. We just hoped that we would win. I was always terrified in case the Germans won, you know. And I was more concerned about that. I used to think, if the Germans come over here, if they invade England, because it invaded everybody else, and I thought, if they invade England and they take over, I'll die. I'll kill myself. You know. I was more concerned then when the war was over. Well, we just looked forward to having no rationing and to be able to buy as many sweets as you wanted, clothes, things, you know, and to have good meals.
Yeah, but I mean, I think one of the things, I mean, the war was a time of a lot of change. I mean, lots of things changed in the war. I mean, for a start, there was a lot of work, which hasn't been before.
Yeah.
And were you aware of like changes that were going on? What did it seem like? Were you aware of a contrast between like when you were grown up to 15 and then working?
Well, there was more money, you know, before the war. There was very little money, you know, and then after the war, when you were working, you were getting it still wasn't a lot, but you were getting more money than you used to, and you were able, but what you could spend, you had to have coupons, you know. If you wanted a pair of shoes, you had to have enough coupons to cover that. So, in a way, it wasn't till, you know, tiny while after the war, when the rationing finished, then the things started changing for the better, you know?
Yeah, so did you see that then? Did you see that after the war, like the more money that you got would go on and the more work
Oh, well, we could just see you.
Without the rational sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it was lovely when stuff come off the ration.
Yeah.
And I think I've still got my ration boots.
You were determined it wouldn't, like, not go... I mean, you convinced it wouldn't go back to like it was in the
1930s. Oh, no. We knew it wouldn't go... Well, we hoped it wouldn't go back to that. The things would just get better, which they did do, really. You know, until it started again. You know, the slump started again. But, I lived in Jarrah, and Jarrah then was just a little town on its own, where now it's got Primrose and all the outlying districts. But Jarrah itself was only like a small town, and you practically knew everybody else, you know, everybody knew each other. Mm-hmm. And the first thing, the lights all come on, the blackout was finished, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that made a big difference. Uh-huh. You were able to walk the streets and it was lamplight then, it wasn't electric, mm-hmm. It was lamplight. And then they started talking about building new houses, sort of bettering the town. And then the lads started coming back from the war. They got their jobs back. And there was more industry came in.
What did you do at the end of the war again? Did you?
I got married. I was married before the war finished. And then I was pregnant. That's when I had to give up the shipyards, you know. And it had happened that my husband then, he died and I've married again, you know. But he was an apprentice at the shipyard where I was.
Oh, you met him through the shipyard?
Yeah, I met him there. And of course he wasn't called up during the war because he was the same age as me,
mm-hmm.
You know, and he was too young to be called up, and then he was doing his service, his apprenticeship, and of course he didn't get called up. I don't think they called him up on that
reserve
apprenticeship. And it wasn't until about 18 months or 2 years after the war finished, he was called up then, because he was out of his time then, he did his national service.
Did you go back to work after?
No, I never went back to work
then. Why was that? You just...
Well, my husband didn't, he wanted me at home to, you know, he'd rather have me at home to look after the bin and look after the home. I had a long time to wait till we got a home, because I had to wait, they started building new houses, but I had to wait my turn for one.
Did you find that, would you have liked to have gone out to work though? I mean, if you had a husband, I mean, some husbands would be more cooperative about that. They might sort of say, well, if you want to go out to work, would you have liked to have done that?
No, I was quite content. No one had, I've always said, if ever there'd been another war, and the wanted is in the shipyard, you know, the wanted women in the shipyard, I would go back, if I could, if it would happen, and if I could do the same job as I did before. No, I've always said I would go back if the need arose, like there was another war, that's it.
Would you think that would be... Have you got a daughter?
No, I've got three sons.
If you had a daughter, would you sort of set the same to her to go into a shipyard?
Well, I wouldn't mind her going into a shipyard, you know, till I look after herself. You mind what you were doing.
Right.
You know, you do stuff.
Yeah. What about, I mean, sort of like, things have changed for women now. Do you think that's where they aren't necessarily staying at home? They can have careers. You think that's a good thing? They can have a choice. You know, we were talking earlier about that.
Yeah, I think it is, because if they want to go out to work, well, fair enough. I think I would have went out myself, but my husband liked his home comforts, and he wanted me there when he came in from work, mm-hmm. you know, because when the Bairns grew up, because by then I had two, and I think about 11, 12 year old, I got a part-time job, but it meant I wasn't doing for him coming in for his thing. He didn't like that. He wanted me here, you know, to sort of come in. Dad, he have his tea ready, and you know, the Bairns were well looked after. They were anyway, you know, I wouldn't leave them running the streets. But he liked his home comfort, and he used to say, "Oh, you stop at home and I'll go out to work." And this is what.
So you did.
No.
So you gave up your part.
And now I'm too old to go out to work. At least they won't give me a job.
That was your first husband.
Yeah.
And my
second husband is the same.
Do you think that she liked when you're going out, when you're going out to make money? It's a bit threatening to them, because they're the people who are supposed to, the men are supposed to bring home the money, you know.
Yeah.
You think they're the breadwinner. You think it
was
a bit...
Well, I often used to say, well, I wish I could go out to work to have a bit money of my own, to be that little bit independent.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that I wished it hard enough to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have liked to have been able to make a little bit money to be independent on my own. But we were getting along all right as it was, so...
If you're getting along all right, that's the hardest time, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, if you weren't getting along with your husband, you'd have a bit of
an
incentive.
Because he died. He was only young when he died. And I went out, I worked at railroads actually, because I had two young children to look after. Mm-hmm. Well, by this time, Martin was 14 and Ken was, it's 5 years different, nine. Right. He would be 9 year old. And I had to look after them. And then the widow's pension wasn't very much. So I got a job at railroads.
What was that doing?
I was drilling at railroads. I was on the drilling machines, and that's where I met my present husband.
Uh-huh.
And after about 2 years we got married, and then after we got married I had another boy. So now I've got three lads. And of course, when I went back, I kept my job on at railroads after I was married till I was pregnant again. And then Jim didn't want us to go out to work. He says, "You've got enough to do when you look after the bear and you look after the house. I work to keep you." And that was it. Of course, he's retired now. I mean, he's a lot older than I. Well, he's 7 years older than I am.
Uh-huh.
We just paddled along then.
What about what did you do? Well, how did you find working at railroads? Did you enjoy that?
Not as much as I enjoyed the shipyards. I don't know. I liked welding.
Yeah.
It was my job. I liked.
Yeah.
You see, and I liked the idea when I was in the shipyard, you could sort of see it growing, it wasn't my response, me personally, but it was my little bit of help. And you could sort of see the thing take shape.
Yeah.
Well, when I was drilling at the railroad, you got, see, about 200 little jobs to do, and you had to put a hole in this little job.
Yeah.
And, I liked it, but not as much as I loved welding, and I would go welding again if I could.
What about, did you see, you must have seen launches at...
Yes. Well, I used to like to stand and watch the launch. I was astonished. The first one I saw, they had great big blocks, shocks or something, to keep this ship, you know, and the chains, my God, you know, when I seen them all, and I stood and I can remember that I watched it, and it just sliding away till it hit the water, and then all the chains started rattling and, you know, pulling the ship back so it wouldn't go too far. And, I thought it was a lovely feat, you know, to think that I had helped to build the ship.
Right.
You know, it was a lot of job satisfaction in it. You know, this is what I liked about it.
Yeah.
No, you had that day. I mean, I might have been different to other people, but that's the way I saw it. Mm. Mm.
Right.
Oh, well, I think I liked my job doing my welding. Well, it was tacking.
Yeah. Right. End of tape, Anne.